Welcome to And With Your Spirit, a homily podcast that takes preaching out of the sanctuary and moves it into your daily life. Let us make ourselves open to the voice of Christ and the movement of the Holy Spirit, that we might be transformed.
Good evening. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
The Lord be with you. Tonight we hear in the gospel Jesus talk about what we should do. It's basically a sense of reciprocity. Don't do this if you don't want it done. Do this if you would want it done. And it's kind of a repeating track for Jesus saying to us. But that probably is because we need to hear it repeatedly too. And so if we've not listened to that recently, let's kind of attune our heart and our soul to that tonight. How many of us have heard about Savio Nights here at the House of Discernment? Pretty much everybody? Oh, good. Okay. For those who don't know about Savio Nights, last night we had our one for this month, for March. It started four years ago when we opened the House of Discernment as a way of bringing teenage guys, junior high and high school guys, around the house to teach them faith formation and prayer. And when we first started, we had like, I don't know if it was 12 or 14, I can look at the picture, 12 or 14 guys show up, and I was like, this is great, right? Like, they willingly came to an extra faith thing. You know, that's pretty good, right? Well, basically every one we've had since then seems to grow larger. And we've had more than 200 different guys from more than half of our parishes in our diocese now come to at least one Savio night at the House of Discernment. And that's not something they have to do for confirmation or for religion class. Like, they're just coming because they want to. Last night they came over. And since it was such a nice day, and since we had pushed the sun setting back an hour, because we have power over that in daylight savings, they all hung out outside and played sports basically for an hour and a half and ate pizza. You would be amazed how fast $100 worth of pizza is gone. Maybe you wouldn't be amazed by that. And then after that, about 7:30 or so, we went over to the school and did a little session. And the topic last night was chastity. We made a really good conversation about the purpose of the human body, the purpose of human sexuality. And then at the end of it, I was actually hoping that these around 60 teenage guys would be willing to kind of like share, you know, like, I struggle with that, or I this is how I kind of handle it. And I thought, but yeah, good luck, right? Getting a 15-year-old guy to voluntarily say that in front of other guys. Well, for the last 5 minutes, I thought, I'm gonna leave 5 minutes for that. And I said, has anyone got enough courage to kind of tell us what you do if you're struggling in that area? And 8 hands went up. I actually had to cut us off. Like, we talked about it for 10 minutes, guys sharing that stuff. Amazing, right? Powerful. And they came over here to church and did night prayer. We actually even had a guy last night who came who was not Catholic. He heard about it, wanted to join, be a part of it. And actually, as they were playing Tackle Ultimate Frisbee, which is not a game, by the way, over here in the side yard, one of the kids like tackles him, or he tackles them, and he's like, we're gonna make you Catholic one of these days, you know? It's like evangelization, right? It works. Anyways, as they're all kind of leaving, a few of them came up and wanted to talk for a little while. A couple of the guys shook my hand and just said, thanks, you know? And one of the guys came up to me and he shook my hand and he had something in between our hands, and it was money, it was 20 bucks. And I said, what's this for? And he goes, oh, it's for Savio. It's a donation. And I said, no, just tell your mom or dad or whatever, you know, buy food or snacks or something. You don't need to give us any money. And he said, no, I want to give this to you. It turns out he has a job and he's tithing. Are you tithing? Teenage kid. Tonight in the gospel, we hear Jesus say, give and it will be given unto you. Shaken down, pouring over, spilling into your lap. Actually, the Hebrew word when he's talking about this is like the old, just like a priest or a deacon wears our vestments, there's like a cord that goes around our center, a cincture. And that back then, they would actually have that piece of cloth kind of billowing over that cord a little bit, kind of like I'm doing here with my vestment. And that'd be a nice little pocket to store things. In fact, you might know some monks that store like bottles of water or their Bible in the back of their hood and their habits. They do this. They would do this, right? Everything we do is practical, especially as Catholics. Anyways, and so it's going to fill up even the inside of your garments. That's how much is going to be poured upon you. It's going to even come there. Do we believe that? Back when I was in seminary a few years ago, I went home for something at the farm. And when I got out to the farm, there was a man who pulled up, a man from town in Hobstadt. He pulled up in his truck and he came up to me with an envelope, a white envelope with a bunch of cash in it. And he said, I feel like this is not my money and it's supposed to go to you. And it was $1,400. It was a lot of money, cash, right? And I'm just a I'm not even a priest, right? I'm just a seminarian. And I took the money and I didn't know what to do with it because I'm not used to getting a cash, $1,400 in cash. The next day I was talking to someone, a young woman, who wanted to go on a pilgrimage but couldn't afford it because she just got a job as a teacher and her salary was no good, or it wasn't great. She was trying to buy a house and other stuff. And I said, well, I think I found the money that's supposed to go to you. And I passed it on. That next week, my great aunt and my mom came to visit me at the seminary at St. Meinrad, and my great aunt brought me a check for even more money than I had just given away. And then the week after that, or shortly after that, a group of sisters, religious sisters, reached out to me and asked if I could help be a partner in this new video they were producing to the tune of almost exactly what my great aunt had given me in that check. I don't tell those stories to say, like, look how a good father is, right? Look at my halo, right? Polish it a little bit. I tell those stories to try to give you courage. I guess it's easier maybe for me or for a celibate person to say, well, just pass the money along, right? Like, I don't need it, because I don't. But it's even hard for me. It's hard for everybody to take what's given to you and say, I'm not going to keep it. And to believe that if we give it away, that God is going to give us more back. I mean, he says it repeatedly tonight. He says, stop condemning and you won't be condemned. Not just like, if you don't want others to condemn you, like it's probably good to create a better world. Like, let's not judge. Let's not gossip. If you don't judge, God is promising you won't be judged. He said it. Don't condemn and I will not condemn you. And then he says, and if you give away, not only will you get it back, you'll get more shaken down. Like imagine flour in a bucket, like tapping it on the ground, get it deeper, you know, and then press together, push it down even after that, and then pour more on top of it. So much that as you're holding it, it's going to spill even to the inside of your clothes. What if we all believe that? What if we all had the same amount of faith as that teenager last night? And all of the blessings that God gave us, what if we could give them away? And what if we did? How much more blessed would God make us?